Hello, friends. Welcome to the second go-round of the first podcast.
Totally first go-round. Totally didn't screw it up the first time.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the first official podcast of a school project that I, Brian Sherlaw, am doing for the summer semester. With me as always, or hopefully always, because I love
I'll always be there for you, friend.
Because I love you like a brother, is my good friend Chris Baxter.
Hey, guys.
And essentially what the two of us are doing is creating a podcast to kind of document the process of making a series of web videos, which is kind of the meat of this project. The web videos are going to be about pop culture. They're all going to be about different things. I can tease right now the first one, which is not out yet, but will be out next week, I'm hoping, as long as I can get my S together, is going to be about Scrubs, the hit television show on NBC, laterally of ABC.
Yes.
Is that how it worked?
That was how it worked.
Cool. So, yeah, so the podcast is going to be a little bit less structured. It's more about also testing the digital marketplace for this time for audio and talking, because I talk real good. And, yeah, so me and Chris are just going to hang out, shoot the shit. We're going to have other people on here, too, hopefully. That's the plan. Throughout the course of making the videos, we're going to talk about the videos and what inspired them, why we like certain things. I imagine the next one we'll talk a lot about Scrubs, which I'm looking forward to, because I love Scrubs.
It's a good show, guys.
It's a great show. Until the last season.
What? No, wait. Oh, the not...
The Scrubs med school or whatever it was? Yeah, that was terrible.
No, for me, Scrubs ended when it officially ended.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll save this talk. We'll table it for later.
Sure.
And I guess we can spend a little bit of time talking about why I pitched the project and why me and Chris are both working on it. So Chris, why don't you... maybe I'll do it.
Yeah, it's my project.
Yeah, all right.
Fair. I'm not going to put words in your mouth. You tell the fine folk.
Fair enough.
The one person who's not us, who is your mom.
My mom will never listen to this. Okay. I don't think she's heard a podcast in her life. in any case, basically, over the last couple semesters, I've had a chance to get a lot more familiar with Final Cut and grown to really like it. Last semester, me and Chris together did a group project, which I prefer to think of as a team project.
Yes.
That was a series of promotional videos for our good friend Tyler Heppel, a.k.a. DJ T-Party, who's a great DJ. And my phone's ringing, so I'm going to stop recording and edit this out afterwards. Okay, and we're back. It was a great phone call that Chris was in the room for, so that was good. Yeah, so last semester we made these three promo videos for our friend DJ T-Party.
That's DJ T-P-R-T-Y.
Yeah.
If you want to, you know, check out the videos or hire him to be a DJ.
Yeah, he's great. Facebook, Twitter. Google the man. But in any case, they were supposed to be promotional videos, and that was pretty much the only guideline we got. So we decided to go in a different direction than...
To immediately throw those guidelines out the window.
More or less, but we decided to make them kind of comedy videos in the hope that they would kind of build more of an audience, be more fun to watch than just like a, you know, 4 or 5 minute documentary about some Joker you've never seen before. You know, this is something that hopefully would be entertaining. And also
talented Joker, though he may be.
Yeah, exactly. But hopefully give you an additional reason to keep watching or be interested in the guy. And I grew to really like video editing. I consider it kind of a passion project now. I've even done a little bit of professional work now for exactly one client. But considering I had to use Windows Movie Maker, I think it came out pretty good. And I kind of wanted to keep doing it, especially because this is... if I've done my math right, my last semester. And Chris is going to help me out because we had a really good time working on them together. We've written comics and whatnot in the past, and I don't have any confidence in my own ideas until Chris tells me they're at least okay.
Also, Chris is a good friend, and that's what he's doing.
Yeah, and also because Chris...
And he'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
And he's going to stop talking about himself in this manner. And I'm just going to say that, yes, I will have a good time doing this. So.
Good. And, you know, you're a really funny guy, and... talented.
Remains to be seen.
And you're going to be a great actor?
Probably not.
No. It's going to be, again, just a series of short videos, and I'm really looking forward to kind of flexing my creative muscles in this way, at least a little bit more. Just trying to build, like, a short audience for myself, and I guess everyone else who helps on the project, who I'll be crediting and not at all taking all the credit for myself. I'm excited to get started. Really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a really good way to kind of round out my university career. That and the other class I'm taking, which is about American politics. I'm digging a lot. So the semester's already shaping up to be pretty good. So that's pretty much it. Now, on the other podcast, we spent about 20 minutes talking about Robin Hood and Iron Man 2.
Yes.
So there's no point in going over that again, because we would essentially be acting out a conversation we've already had.
So, in summary of that, Robin Hood was...
awful.
And Iron Man 2 was...
good.
Yeah, there you go. So, don't see Robin Hood, go see Iron Man 2.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. We also talked...
We could talk now, still a valid thing to discuss is kind of... being that the videos from last semester is a jumping off point into these ones, talking about the kind of stuff that we learned, mistakes we made, we will try to not make.
Yeah, well, we made a big mistake on recording a podcast, which admittedly we didn't know a lot about, but step one, I think, is don't record it on a leather couch. that really can't be emphasized enough. As far as making videos, I mean, really all the problems we had came down to our own organization and not knowing anything about lighting. Yeah. We'll get to that in a second, but organization was a big thing because there were a lot of days where we'd go out, we didn't have a script, we just had, we had an outline of scenes that we had envisioned, and we didn't have words for those scenes, but on the day, we would throw our man in front of the camera.
And say, dance, monkey, dance.
Pretty much, and say something like this, and he would say something and it would be wrong, and then we would say, no, say it like this, and he would say something and it would be wrong. And then we would say, just say the words that we are saying to you, and then eventually he would get it after 7 or 8 takes. But then we realized it's not really his fault, it's our own fault for not having a script.
Yes.
And that people can't work under those conditions. So,
although, can't stress enough that he did pull through big time under those conditions.
Oh, for sure.
Actually put on a hell of a performance in all 3 videos.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially once he found the sunglasses.
Exactly.
Yeah. He became like a Shakespearean actor. But, yeah, what about you? What do you think we learned from that, aside from just the scripting?
Scripting was the big one. I guess lighting we're going to get into next. I would say probably a little bit more pre-production kind of stuff, as far as, checking out locations, getting things set up, that kind of thing, rather than just winging that.
Yeah.
In retrospect, we got lucky on a lot of things in the way stuff worked out, so...
yeah, that's very true.
Definitely more preparations, basically.
Yeah. Also, don't shoot on super sunny days, because you can't tell what you're looking at on the screen.
There you go.
That was one thing. Although, we fixed it thanks to the gods of color correction. But yeah, the other big thing was lighting, because we shot a lot of it indoors. And if anyone listening to this has ever operated a camera before, if you shoot something indoors and you don't actually have proper lighting, it looks terrible. It looks just god-awful, and you basically just get the color of the room kind of sinking into everything you shoot. So you really need the lighting to establish kind of a white tone and also proper colors and shadow and really just make it look good. And we kind of stumbled onto it by accident after really struggling with house lights and overhead lights and things of that nature. When we found a fairly portable lamp.
Which became basically the MVP of the shoot.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And the shade off the lamp, and basically it was our lighting for everything.
Yeah, and sometimes we would actually angle the shade over top of the light to kind of focus the light a little bit more, and that was pretty clever.
There was that one time we put a blue blanket over it
to create nighttime.
Yes.
Yeah, so word to the wise, if you're stuck, just don't forget about the household objects around you. Necessity is the mother of invention, and sometimes you can light basically 10 minutes worth of video with a house lamp.
Exactly. You need to basically be a video making ninja.
Yeah.
As my understanding of the ninjas is they can use anything around them to their advantage. That's basically what you have to do.
Yeah.
Or, learn something about lighting and actually get real lights.
I imagine at BCIT in the lighting course, the first day, it's step one, be a ninja. And it's just ninja workouts. All things considered, I'm happy with the work we did. I'm happy we pulled it together. I think they're funny. Just today, because I was bored, I cut down our longest video, which is about 4 minutes in length, to 48 seconds, which I had a good time doing. That's up on YouTube now as well, under DJTPRTY, which you can check out.
Is that YouTube.com/?
Yeah, YouTube.com/DJP, take two, DJTPRTY, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. so it was good, and I liked it a lot, and we learned a lot, and hopefully we're going to keep learning. And I think you can really say the same thing about Final Cut and just production in general, because every semester and pretty much every time I sit down at the computer, I find myself more comfortable with things and more I can grasp concepts quicker. I can do more. Color correction was a huge thing for me. I can't stress that enough. And that might seem elementary to anyone who's more experienced than me, which is probably most people. Yeah, I'm excited to see what else I am forced to learn this semester. What about you? It's good?
Good.
It's good, isn't it?
Good, yes. Everything is good. Everything's good, Brian.
Cool. So yeah, what else is new? I guess because the movies are going to be about pop culture, like maybe TV shows, movies, I kind of had an idea for a music one that I want to talk to you about later.
Okay.
But I guess we could talk about music and movies on this. That seems like a good way to fill time.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay,
good. Cool. What do you watch recently?
Watched the Friday Night Lights movie.
Oh, how was that?
Not very good.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's unfair, I guess, to compare it to the TV show, because the TV show has more time to flesh things out. But just
And clear eyes, full hearts.
It can't lose. That's not even in there.
Oh my god!
I know.
Why is it even called Friday Night Lights?
He talks a lot about Full Hearts, and it seems like he's getting to it, and then he just doesn't.
Oh, what a tease!
Yeah.
Although you watched it backwards,
I did. Yeah. So I guess maybe going the other way around, it would have been better. But really, just like everything, like the acting's better in the TV show. The storylines are better.
Except for season two.
Well, except for the murder thing in season two. Fair. Even the football action is better on the TV show than the movie. Like, there's a lot of stuff that seems to go on in the movie, football-wise, that I don't really
because I
understand.
I talked to someone a while ago, and she told me to watch the movie, that she said that it was better.
Is she dumb?
I'm not saying she's not dumb.
Okay. Well, she's wrong, so there's that.
Oh, I see.
It just seems like they told, like, I know it's based on a true story, and I haven't actually looked up the actual story, so I'm not really one to talk about it, but I'm going to anyway. It seems like they told the wrong story in the movie. Like, the really interesting story that they tell in the TV show, spoilers, is the whole, you know, Jason Street, quarterback, superstar quarterback, gets paralyzed.
Game one.
The other young puppy dog looking kid's got to take over as QB1.
Well, puppy dog looking kid in his 20s.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But anyway, and then it goes from there. In the movie, it's they don't even gloss over it. Basically, that character is just kind of seen in the background every now and then.
What, the puppy dog kid, or the...
No, the paralyzed.
So he gets paralyzed, and then...
No, they don't even touch on that. But just, like, in the background, you'll see a kid in a wheelchair. And, like, that's him.
Oh,
like, he's hanging out in the background of the practice at one scene, and then when they go to state and they're running out the tunnel, he's just kind of there. They don't mention him at all. They don't name him. They don't discuss him.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
That was weird, but...
But the TV show was great.
The TV show was great.
Yeah. God, I love that show. Although, I gotta get into season 3.
If
anyone's listening to this and they haven't had a chance to watch the Friday Night Lights TV show, do yourself a favor. It's a great show, and probably one of the better-looking shows on TV, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you can definitely see the style transferred over from the movie. Like, the movie is very similar as far as, like, the little camera moves and stuff like that that they do.
Kind of like shaky cam at times.
Yeah. Like, little zoom in, zoom out all the time, which is really interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And I know I tried to do a little bit of that in our videos.
No, I kind of like that aesthetic, though, and... Yeah. I mean, not that I would certainly never claim to be professional at it, but the more and more, like, I do stuff and film, I catch myself being like, oh, I wonder if I could try that. Like, try something that I saw on TV. And Friday Night Lights, I think, was that and...
Firefly. Very similar to that with the zooms and stuff.
Yeah. So, really, we have a long pedigree of people showing us how to do it right.
Exactly. And then, yeah, we just fail to live up to that.
Or do we? Yeah, what else? Trying to think, I haven't really watched anything except for Robin Hood, which was terrible, and Iron Man 2, which is good. Oh no, I saw a girl with a dragon tattoo, which I don't know if a lot of people know about.
I don't know about it.
It's a Swedish film. It's a detective kind of movie, mystery sort of thing about this like sleepy town in Sweden. Or it's not really about the sleepy town. No, it isn't. But oh god, I'm a dumbass.
The sleepiness of the town is in question.
Yeah, no one's worried about whether or not the town is sleepy. But
I'm kind of worried about whether or not the town is sleeping now.
Yeah, but in any case, it's a great movie. Really, very intensely graphic at times. Like, it's rare to see, like, the main protagonist get raped, and very graphically at points. But it's not salacious. It's horrifying in the way I imagine it's supposed to be.
So it's not a light comic romp?
I wouldn't say so. No, I wouldn't compare it to, like, Sherlock Holmes. No.
Okay.
It's better than Sherlock Holmes.
It was weird when the main character in that got raped.
Yeah, but Jude Law. That was freaky. But, yeah, overall, it was a great movie, though. If you got the stomach for it, I highly recommend it. If you liked something like Silence of the Lambs, it's like that, only newer, and therefore better. So, yeah, it's good. It's really good.
You know, I've been watching a lot lately, actually, is Joseph Gordon-Levitt movies.
Really?
Yeah, just oddly.
Like 500 Days of Summer over and over again?
I did watch that again the other day because I love that movie. Yeah. But I also watched Brick for the first time.
How was that?
It's tremendous.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
He's
really good in it.
Yeah. See, my brother pimped that movie out to me, but I took that with a huge grain of salt because, Andy, if you're listening to this, sometimes you get really excited.
He's not listening to this.
Yeah, he probably won't. But in any case, yeah, so I kind of had to temper everything he says. But
no, it's very cool.
Really cool, eh?
Yeah.
I remember talking with a friend of ours once who said it was kind of too cool for school and he didn't like it.
I see.
Do you buy that?
No. I could see someone approaching it that way. I can understand why they would, but that's just something you kind of have to get past. Like, it really, like, if you look at it and be like, this is not something that would happen in a high school, this is ridiculous, then you're not going to enjoy it. But basically, it's like an old hard-boiled detective story superimposed on a high school setting.
That sounds awesome.
It is really awesome. You know, rather than like working with the detective at the police force to help you out, he's kind of working with the vice principal, but not really because they have like a tenuous relationship.
Is the vice is the superintendent rather than the vice principal less?
There might be something like that in there.
Oh, really?
Either that or the principal or something like that. But
the principal's of my ass right there.
Exactly. No, it's great.
That's funny.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt kicks a lot of ass in it. I've come to discover that he does it pretty much every movie.
Kicks ass?
He throws a punch, or at least takes a punch, in like every movie ever.
Okay, well, keep your list going. What else did you watch?
There's that. I watched Havoc, which he has a really small part in.
Havoc, what's that?
It's really good. Basically, it's about a bunch of like rich white kids living in L.A., I believe it was.
Cool.
It sounds like I didn't even watch this movie, because I don't know where it took place. But anyway... they think they're all cool and hardcore and they have their own like gang and stuff. And then they kind of start mixing it up with like a real gang and they realize that they're not hardcore at all.
That sounds pretty good.
But, yeah, Levitt's awesome. He does this cool, like they get into a fight early on with another lesser gang and this one guy runs at Levitt and he just tosses him down. And then, Levitt steps on his chest and as he's walking over, kicks him in the face.
Sweet.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Well, once I saw him do backflips on SNL, I just knew that he could do anything he wanted
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
It's unfair how talented that man is.
Yeah.
Cool. And anything else?
The 10 Things I Hate About You Again, because great movie. Watch that
one. It is a great movie.
It is a great movie.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with two bros hanging out watching 10 Things I Hate About You.
No,
that's just a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. But I'd say that's a hefty amount of Joseph Gordon-Levitt in the last, like, week and a half.
I'd agree.
I hear he's got that new movie coming out. It's going to be really good. Him and Ellen Page and someone else.
Aaron Wilson?
No. It's not a comedy. It's
the Nolan movie.
Yeah. Inception? No.
Yeah, Inception. Inception? Yes. Yeah. That looks really crazy, but great. It looks kind of like when I see Leonardo DiCaprio and his crazy...
Leonardo DiCaprio, that's what it is.
I immediately start thinking Shutter Island, which is awful.
We can talk about Shutter Island, how awful it was.
Oh, God. It was terrible. Like, it just... It's a movie that just telegraphs its twist from pretty much the word go.
Yeah.
So you're left, but it's not in an interesting way. So all you're left doing the entire movie is taking yourself out of the movie going, I wonder how this scene's going to fit into his craziness. I wonder how this scene's going to fit into his craziness. I wonder how this scene, like, over and over again.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to piece it together before the movie shows. And it's not even in a way where you're supposed to follow along with the movie and try to figure it out. The movie thinks it's being really clever at the end when it's like, bam, he's a patient the whole time.
Spoilers.
For a movie that came out in January.
Yeah, I guess so.
Is it out on DVD yet?
No, it's not.
Well, yeah. Don't worry about it. Anyway, it's not good.
No.
If you liked it, you're dumb. And don't listen to this. We don't want you. I mean, God bless you, but we don't want you to listen to this.
No, my take on it, though... which I believe we talked a little bit about after seeing it, was to me, as I was sitting there watching it, it felt an awful lot like I was just watching cutscenes from a video game.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, like that opening scene seemed like the opening cutscene where you're heading to the crazy island.
Like a crappy horror game or something?
Yeah, like a, you know, a lesser like knockoff of like a Silent Hill or something like, or a Silent Hill, I don't know, 3, I guess that one was bad. But anyway,
I haven't played any of those games.
Exactly. So. You're heading to the creepy island, and then you get there, and you got to talk to the guards, and then you got to go walk around and wander around a little bit, and then you find another area, but then someone's like, oh, look at that lighthouse over there, and then you see the camera pan over to that white the lighthouse, and then you look at it, and you think, okay, I got to go check. Eventually, I'm going to have to go check that out.
But not yet.
Not yet. You go talk to some other people, and then eventually you go and try and get to the lighthouse, but you can't get there yet because some arbitrary barrier is stopping you. So you have to go do other things.
Backtrack,
do other stuff, come back, and then you can get to the lighthouse. And yeah. It
sounds like a video game I would never play.
Sounds awful.
Yeah.
And that was the experience of watching that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. It was kind of annoying.
Yeah. Didn't we watch that on your birthday?
Yep.
Happy birthday, friend.
Thanks. You paid for the ticket.
Yeah, I did.
You're a good friend.
I'm the worst kind of friend.
That would be terrible. And too bad, because Scorsese had been really rolling with it as of late. Aviator, Departed.
Other things Blanking. That are good?
Yeah, no, he's great. He's pretty good.
I don't know if you've heard of him before.
But yeah, you should check out some of his really stuff. Good. Yeah. We can kind of talk about like the inspirations we have for doing this as a whole. You want to do that?
Yeah, sure. Hop on in there, yeah.
Okay.
Inspire me with your inspirations.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think some of the big inspirations that we take, obviously, are from like pop culture, because that's what the whole thing's about. And, I mean, that's just the way people are now, I think. And especially people of our age group and, I guess, disposition.
Can't limit it to that, I guess. You know, no. All age groups.
Yeah, like, all age groups. People. All people. It's young, old.
Crotchety old man who enjoy it.
Young, old. Big, small.
Yes.
Everyone likes TV. Everyone likes movies. Everyone likes music. Well, not everybody. Those people are idiots. But yeah, those things, I mean, they kind of have a big impact on your life. And at some point, we decided that we're funny
people. I hope.
I swear to God, I hope I'm funny. Yeah, just the idea of taking shows that we, or movies that we like, and kind of having a bit of fun with them. Kind of either poking fun at them, or kind of using the setting or characters to kind of tell a different story. Which hopefully will make more sense as the kind of thing that we're going to try to do once the video's out. But yeah, I'm really enamored by that. And when I had to think of a topic for my directed study, I thought long and hard, and I kept going back to shows that I really liked. And I was watching a lot of serialized shows then. And obviously, like, a big part of the inspiration goes to other web videos like Hey Ash, What You Playing? Or just kind of showing that you can do a lot on no budget and a short time frame. And I think that really inspired our short time approach, and the same approach we had for Powers videos too, where it was like, we just wanted them as short, as punchy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because brevity is the soul of wit, just like Shakespeare said. Mm-hmm. And he's a smart guy. I think. Yeah, he's pretty good. I don't know what to say more than that. How about yourself?
Yeah, similar along those lines. Well, you know, it's your project. You're bringing me into it, I guess. Our project, yes. You're the one getting grades for it. So.
You're graduated. You don't need grades.
That's true. I need not your
Although grades. I have way more credits than you. You could have some of my credits.
Nah, it's okay. Yeah, similar to that. Definitely, you know, like the Hey Ash, What You Playing podcast is a big one. Or not podcast. Well, they do a podcast too.
Well, that podcast got both of us to watch Doctor Who.
So thanks for that.
Thanks for that, guys.
Yeah. No, their videos definitely. A lot of stuff that you find on like College Humor, Funny or Die, that kind of stuff. Any of the little internet videos that are just quick, funny stuff.
I really like the idea of people and fans just being able to contribute and sort of contribute to the overall kind of fandom for something. And I don't know, like, people have said a lot about how, like, you know, Web 2.0 and, you know, everyone can create anything now and it's democratized marketplace of ideas. And I sort of don't believe that, and I sort of do believe that. But I like that at least it's an option. And I like that you can do it. And worst case scenario, even if nobody watches these and nobody listens to these, it's something that I'll always be able to have. And the internet will always hold for me. And
until you get sent a cease and desist letter from someone for using their intellectual property.
Nope. We fall under parody, I think.
Parody doesn't... That's not a clause in Canada.
Oh, God. We live in a police state.
Yes.
It's terrible.
No, we don't.
We'll figure it out. Fair dealing. I'm citing fair dealing, and I'm going to rewrite fair dealing.
There you go.
Creative Commons.
Yes. Luckily, you know.
I'm just saying words now.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Good times. Yes.
You want to talk music?
Yeah.
I think maybe what we could do every time is that maybe we just listen to a couple songs. I mean, that's something we do anyway. And then just, like, bring, like, one song to talk about. Like, we don't have to play it. We'll just talk about it.
Yeah.
And we can maybe, like, a song to recommend.
Just dissect it.
Yeah, well, no, not...
It'd be like a high school English class?
Yeah, only no, exactly. Because it'll be fun.
Okay.
Although I liked high school English because I'm a geek, but in any case, although I didn't graduate through 11. Anyway, so would you be cool with that?
Yeah.
It's a good idea?
Okay.
All right.
This is homework now for the podcast?
Well, not homework, but just, you know, something to talk about. Okay. Like, because I mean, I like TV and I like movies, but I love music. Like, music is by far like my favorite thing in the world.
All
right. I don't know how you feel about that.
I don't know. I've never really sat down and thought about that.
Well, I just think, like, I mean, obviously, like, there are movies that I love and TV shows that I love, but I don't know. Music is best.
So basically what you're saying is fuck books.
Fuck books. Oh, fuck. I like
print. Them. Terrible.
God, print is dead.
Yeah.
So dead. It's, either that or it has, like, angina. Like, really bad. Really bad angina.
Its family is reading it on a regular basis.
Yeah, like, we're not saying print is dead, but,
come on. Each time could be its last.
Yeah, the doctor's just saying, like, you know, say you're your best. But, I don't know, a song that I actually, an album I really got into in the last week, because it came out on Tuesday. Yeah, have you heard of Janelle Monáe?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, she's great. And it's kind of out of my normal wheelhouse because it's more like R&B, rap, only not so much rap, more like soul pop. Kind of. It's like, it's a really genre bending kind of album in the best way. All the songs are different. I heard this great song and it's the most rap song. I would almost compare it to like the best Beyonce song ever, but better.
What is the best Beyonce song ever, Brent?
I don't know.
Okay.
All the Single Ladies. If you like it, you better put a ring on it. Or you should have put a ring on it. I don't know. Is it better? Anyway. Yeah, it's great. It's called Tightrope. It features Big Boy from Outkast. You know, featuring, I'm into rap now. And I'm talking about, you know, this is DJ.
Does it have that thing at the beginning where it's like, Big Boy, what?
No.
Or something like
no,
that.
No, there's like one guy. And it's the only song on the album, oddly enough, that has like a little intro like that.
Okay.
But it's a great album, and it's really good, and like I said, I'm really enjoying it, partially because it's so far away from what I usually listen to, because it's easy to get lost in a sea of indie stuff, even though she is technically an indie artist.
Yes.
And I think my dad said, because my dad also loves the song, the song is called Tightrope, by the way. Everyone check it out. Janelle Monáe, Tightrope. It's worth 99 cents, at least. And apparently he heard it on the peak, so you might hear it soon.
I haven't really listened to the radio a lot.
Yeah, actually, I don't do that.
Even The Peak. Although The Peak is a great radio station. So if you're in the Vancouver area, listen to that. Also The Shore.
Yeah, or The Shore. That's really good. I re-listened to Merriweather Post Pavilion by Animal Collective, which I think was my favorite album of last year. And God, I just never get sick of that album. I just find new things to like. I just want to live in it. I want to just hold it to my head and clutch it like a small child to my chest. Never, ever let it go. Take it to school on the first day. Cry when it goes into kindergarten. Or preschool. It would do great in preschool. It would share so good.
Really, in these days, you got to get your kid to a kid preschool.
Totally. I would get that album into the best preschool. Yeah, I don't know. What have you been listening to lately?
I haven't actually been listening to a lot of music lately.
Still.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Brian. But now that I know that it's homework, I'll totally do it.
Good.
I'll begrudgingly listen to music.
You're a music geek, too.
This is true.
I don't think, and that's the other thing that I think, one of the reasons I wanted to do this podcast with you, is that I don't know anyone who has the same drive that I do, where all of a sudden you will just get fed up with all of your music. You know what's good?
Yeah.
It's just, you're just like, I'm so tired of this. Yeah, I just want lots of new music.
That's a pretty accurate assessment of probably where I am right now.
Yeah. Well, there's, lucky for you, there's a ton of good new albums here from bands that you love.
I know, I gotta get
all your favorites.
They're all come together.
Yeah, they've all come back.
They're welcoming me back into the music listening world.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's been a really good year.
That's cool.
So far already, I really like another album that I really like, which is more like electro kind of pop, is Yesayer.
Okay. That sounds familiar.
They had a song on that Dark Was the Night compilation, which was really good.
It was a very good
compilation. Actually, weirdly enough, that song was also called Tightrope.
Yeah.
But on their... Yeah, that is weird. But on the new album, that song's not on it. But the new album is kind of like... Kind of 80s inspired, but like really good. Like it's excellent. It's just really great. And I'm liking it a lot. And I'm sad because I, for budgetary reasons, am missing a lot of great concerts this summer. And we're not going to Sasquatch in 3 days,
yeah,
or 2 days, or tomorrow.
Yeah,
oh tomorrow. Oh, my God. It's
super depressing.
Last year was so much fun.
It was so much fun. And
next year.
If you're listening to this, I guess, many, many days in the future, next year go to Sasquatch, because I'm sure it's going to be great this year. We're going to miss it.
Yeah, it's too bad. But Man, I miss Henry Rollins on Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Felt really sad about it.
Wasn't that a really pricey show, though?
It's like $40.
No, it's not too bad.
No.
Sorry, friend.
It's okay.
You'll get him next time.
Yeah. He's healthy. He's not going to die. He works out all the time and doesn't do drugs or drink.
There you go.
He'll be fine. Yeah, he'll be fine.
You've got years and years of potential Henry Rollins
contest. Yeah, and really, it's only going to work out better because he's just going to get older and angrier.
This is very unfocused. Do you talk a little bit about how the script writing is going so far? You're working on a script?
Yeah, I'm working on the script for the Scrubs episode. It's going well.
I haven't seen it yet, so I'm sure that it's going very well.
It's going okay. I wrote most of it on Skype one day. And it's
hilarious.
I don't know. It makes me
laugh. Awe-inspiring.
It's good. It's good enough. And that's the thing, is I just want the first one to be done because I think not having the first one done is sort of crippling me because you get so up in your head about, like, I need to start, I need to get going, I need to get going. But once I get it going, once I get one in the can, I'm sure I'll feel a lot better about
Everything
it.
Everything else will just
flow? Well, I don't think it'll come super easy, but I think it'll be easier.
You have more confidence in yourself as a writer?
Yeah. Exactly.
And it's then you film this one, you're like, man, I have no confidence in Chris as an actor.
It's not going to happen. You're a funny guy.
That doesn't translate necessarily to acting skills.
I think it does.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. I really want to write a part for my dad. Just because I just want to make my dad do something. Because I think that'd be fun. Yeah, and again, like I think I'm trying to layer this in such a way that even if the videos turn out awful, I'll still be personally happy with them. So having my dad in one of them would be kind of fun.
Just want that for always.
For always, forever. So
just keep that in your heart, in special place.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
So any struggles with the process thus far?
This is the first thing I've ever written since ever by myself.
Okay.
Because everything we wrote before, we wrote comics for our school newspaper, The Peak. And basically, when we did that, we would just bounce ideas off each other. And traditionally, the tactic is, I say, hey, Chris, I have this idea. He says, that idea is stupid. You suck. And then we spend about an hour trying to get that into an actual working idea. Or he says, here's a better idea. And I say, oh, my God, Chris, you are so brilliant.
Okay, so unfortunately, due to some audio difficulties, which we've now ironed out, the last bit of the podcast was lost. Well, not lost. I know exactly where it is, but it's pretty much unlistenable. So if you stuck with it for the first half an hour, I really appreciate your listening, even though the first episode was more or less kind of a disaster, a little bit of a mess. I promise the next ones will be a little bit more coherent. So stay tuned for we'll have all the podcasts update on this feed, and the videos will be out very shortly. For Chris Baxter, I'm Brian Shirla. Thanks for listening.